so fucking dirty. I wonder if anyone around you can see it. I mean, I feel like if I met you in person, I would just know. Be able to see like a giant S and an R over you. Would it stand for slave? Or do you think it stands for slut? Either way, you just have that look. Do you wonder if anyone around you can tell? If they know what you're listening to. Well, you're in public at that. So naughty. Such a dirty boy. But that's okay. I like dirty boys. I like teasing you. Making you uncomfortably hard. And then sending you out in public. I guess the natural next step was to do this to you in public. And you like it, don't you? You can't deny it. Can't deny what a dirty slut you are listening to me right now. A bad boy like you deserves some punishment. Some spanking, some smacking around while I lead you on your knees by a leash attached to a collar around your neck. Using a crop to beat you as I mock you, as I make you fucking crawl. For me. You'd have a heart on the entire time, of course. I bet I can make a wet spot appear in your crop. A wet spot if anyone looked close, they could see what a slut you are. My dirty boy. My sweet boy. I don't want you getting too anxious. So why don't you just relax? Tune out all outside influences. We both know they don't matter right now. We both know they aren't your priority. Me, my voice, my words, and the sexual and pleasurable reactions I can pull from you. The way your cock twitches when I say certain words. Make certain sounds. We both know that's your priority right now. So make sure no one is actually expecting you to do anything at the moment. Make sure you won't be stepping into traffic or driving into a crash. Sitting at a desk or on a train or a bus is best of all. Make sure that even though others are around you, you can still find a comfy position to slouch back into and just listen to me. Let your mind tunnel around my voice, letting all other demands on your attention simply reinforce my voice. Cause you to focus harder on the words I am saying. Let every splash of color simply shock your system further into my voice's embrace. I want you to picture me there with you. Not where you can see me. Lower. Of course, lowering your head to look would give it away. So you can't do that. No matter how much you might want to. You'll simply have to just feel me between your legs. legs. A bit of weight, a bit of heat pressed against the inside of them. While I talk to you and take your mind down into trance, just visualize and focus on that feeling of me down between your legs. Start to feel the peacefulness of trance calming over your mind, soothing your nerves. At the same time, you are slightly nervous and all those nerves just turn into arousal. So much so that nothing else matters but your arousal. Your anticipation of what comes next. And perhaps that arousal is what helps bring you down into a frustrated trance. Soothing and submissive, but also with your senses heightened and focused only on me. Just relax. If you keep quiet and still, no one's going to know. If you play it cool, they will just think you're listening to music. It'll be so fun. It's not like they're gonna see your hands go down. They won't see you undoing your button, unzipping your zipper, lowering your pants to the ground. I'll be doing all that. They'll just see you there, perfectly normal. I mean, I am going to do my utmost to give you pleasure. And it might be a little hard not to squirm around a little bit. Moan a little bit. Shiver in pleasure as I start by teasing you. Lightly trailing my fingers over your very sensitive skin. Hard not to groan. As my warm mouth takes your cock deep. It's going to be so hard, but I know you can do it. Be nice and quiet, because someone might be listening, might catch that muffled groan under your breath. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? I want to make you happy, baby. I know it scares you, but the bulge in your pants shows how much you want it. And it excites me so much. My dirty boy. My sweet boy. Just relax. Take a nice, deep, calming breath for me as you lean back, letting it go, realizing I'm already here, you're already committed, and if you let me do this to you, breathing in, it's going to be so fun, feel so good, breathing out. Deep breaths, just feeling that tension from your nerves, feel it calming, melting off of you with each breath, in, and out. Remember your training. All of the fun conditioning we've been doing. I want you to focus in your mind for a moment. Focus on how you want to feel right now. Relaxed. Peaceful. a little excited, but for the moment, let's push that excitement down. Picture yourself putting it into a bottle where it can build up. Well, right now, your body just relaxes as you take deep and even breaths in and out. Keep your eyes open. You're perfectly normal right now. Just relaxing here in public. Meditating. That's what you could tell anyone that asked, you know? That's what you could say if you were noticed to be so relaxed. You were just meditating. And in fact, that's true. Hypnosis is a form of meditation. Meditation is a form of trance. The instructions I give you before we can get to our fun are simply meditation techniques. You could use them on your own and feel relaxed. But sometimes it's nice to experience trance with another, under the guidance and direction of someone you trust. You trust me, don't you? Shh, don't answer out loud. Someone might hear you. Just in your mind. Think. I trust you, Shibby. I like knowing you trust me. You know I like to surprise you, but I always give you enough warning first to let you know if you'll like how I play with you or not. Such a good boy. Now let's meditate a bit more, shall we? Just breathe naturally. Close your eyes now. It's okay. You're just meditating, listening to music. If you're really worried, just nod your head a bit. Like you are following a beat. No one will know. Now just focus on your natural breathing. Don't try to change it. Just focus on it. On that pool as you suck in oxygen. On that release as you let it go. Focus on how it makes your muscles feel with each breath. Of that languid laziness that seems to come over your limbs as you relax into the cushion behind you. Notice how your body starts to slump a bit with every breath. Almost imperceptible at first. Just little nudgings as your body sorts itself into a more comfortable position. You don't even have to give it conscious thought. Your body does this automatically when it's relaxed. Your ribs unfolding a bit. Your muscles just loosening. Your neck and head. Finding support, cozying in a bit to find the perfect spot. And no part of you now is holding yourself up. You are just too relaxed for that. Feeling nice and relaxed. Now that your body is nice and relaxed, how about your mind? Why don't you just focus on what's going on inside your head for a moment? Focus on that hyper-aware part of you that knows there is people around you, that knows if you get too excited, you won't be able to hold back, won't be able to resist my talented mouth, my twisting tongue. Let that hidden observer become hyper-focused on what is happening to you. If he's going to observe, perhaps he should just focus on how good it all feels, how much pleasure it brings you, how much joy to submit to my words in whatever way I will it. Let all of you relax as your mind starts to sleep, starts to go into a happy, helpless fog as I attend to you. Your hidden observer, your secret voyeur is just watching, just enjoying. Find yourself focusing only on my words, on my mouth, so close to you. In such an intimate position, feeling yourself exposed, only cool air blowing across you, and the warm air of my moist breath, just an inch from the tip of your cock. Feel my hands, my fingers on your leg. Just kneading into them a little bit, massaging and relaxing and preparing as I tease you. My mouth so close as my fingers work their way upwards, work their way closer and closer. Until your inner thighs are being lightly rubbed, finding the feeling helps you relax more and more. Just relaxing back as I do what I am so very good at. Relax as I open your pants, take control, and slowly take you out with my mouth. When I say words, you can feel them being whispered out against the tip of your cup, so that every word you hear me say from now until the end of our play, you can feel the tingling pleasure in your cock. The teasing joy of my soft red lips moving over the velvety soft skin of your penis. Manipulating the mushroom-headed tip as I talk against your cock, so you can feel each breath moist and hot. It's pleasurable. Feels so fucking good. And all you want, all you desire, is to have me shove my mouth all the way down, all the way to the base of your cock with my tight throat clenching around your shaft, my tongue sliding along your cock. And if you are good for me, you'll get to feel it. You want to be good for me, don't you? Then just let your mind Relax deeper. Deeper down under my spell. Entranced by my lips. Still slightly cognizant of the semi-public sphere you are in, but finding that the longer you listen, the deeper you go into my words, into your own head, into your own trance. A trance of arousal. And fear, feeling trapped. Turned into lust. A desire not to be caught, but part of you knowing that if you were caught, you would probably just come from the sudden intensity of it. From feeling your heartbeat picking up, growing louder and faster as my lips move faster. As my sucking gets louder. As the sounds of me sucking your cock is all your awareness can take, can handle. As my fingers on your thighs move up higher. And are massaging your balls now. I can feel how heavy they are, how much you want to empty them into me. I feel so good. I bet you wish you could groan into the pleasure right now. But you can't. You have to be quiet, my dirty boy. Who knows who could be listening? As I take you deeper. Take further control of you. Now, I'm going to give you a trigger, one I use very often, and which grows stronger every time I say it, digs you deeper every time you hear it. The word is deeper, and its meaning is so very clear to you, isn't it? Your mind knows what it is meant to do when it hears it. It's like a bell chiming into you. And with each chime, every time I say the word deeper, your mind slips back a bit more, going ever deeper into trance. Deeper into a happy, submissive space. Let's try it out a bit more. I want you practically drawing for me. Feeling yourself being pulled deeper into trance. Your mind falling deeper down into my words. Into my world for you every time you hear the word. Deeper.
Just going deeper.
Good. Good boy.
Deeper.
Deeper. It feels deeper. So nice, doesn't it?
Deeper.
Everything just quiet.
Deeper.
The world around deeper. You. Deeper. Your own mind. Just quiet.
Just drop.
I like having deeper. You like this. But what's even more fun is waking you up and bringing you back down again. And again.
Deeper.
And again. Watching your eyes roll up a bit as you drop deeper with every fractionation of your mind. Going 10 times deeper every time I bring you back into trance. To do this, I will use the word drop. When you hear me say that word, drop, your mind will sink back into this happy place you are in right now. My exciting heat between your legs. Your mind following my words religiously. Following as your thoughts all cycle around my world. It is your reality. You are mine. As soon as I, and only I, say the word drop, and you will come back down into trance for me. Are you ready? I'm gonna wake you up now, but your mind will still be slightly dazed, still unprotected, still completely vulnerable to come back down even deeper into trance. So much deeper. One, feel your senses returning. Yourself able to take note of what's around you. Two, the people wherever they are. Three, a bit of nervousness is perfectly reasonable. Four, but you're okay. You've been quiet. Nobody knows. Five, wake up for me. Oh. Can you really believe you're doing all of this in a public place? What is wrong with you? It's so deliciously naughty. So fun knowing that right now you're sitting out in public. And while nobody can see it, I bet there's a bit of a wet spot in your pants. A bit of a hard spot in your pants. I bet it feels really good. But really embarrassing if anybody were to notice. I bet you're a little bit flushed for me. A little bit red. If anybody looked really closely, they could probably see your ears burning. It's so fun bringing you to this place. But how about we go back to that other place? That place where there is no embarrassment or fear. There's only me. There's only us. And there's only sweet, encompassing trance. Now, drop for me. Feel your mind going back down, even deeper than before. Back into safety, back into warm, welcoming trance. And my fingers on your balls, my mouth on your cup.
Every time my mouth comes over your cup.
You taste so good when you're scared. Good boy. Just dropping even deeper for me. Your mind blinking and blanking away into emptiness.
It's the
I
that
am all that is important. Me
makes
and
it
my
so
mouth.
Fucking hot.
So hot. So wet. So moist as I take you in. As I take you deeper and deeper, and your mind quiets. And you must remember,
quiet.
You must make no noise, no matter how good it feels. No matter how good it would feel to let out just a little moan.
Because they
a
might
groan of pure pleasure. You can feel
someone
it in your mind. That moan, that groan, that
see,
desire
to
vocalize
end.
Your
so
pleasure.
Quiet.
Feel it building
your
up.
Mind. Quiet.
Building your arousal up with it. The more you want to make that sound, the more that urge and desire and need to vocalize your frustration, your lust. The hornier you get, the harder your cock gets. Because all of that energy, all of that built up need for release is to go somewhere. And there is nowhere else to go. Nowhere else for it. Except into your cock.
To go deeper.
Your nice heart.
Yeah.
my lips so wrap back good. Around it. As I prepare to take you in even deeper.
My lips on your gut.
Go deeper for me, baby.
I want you so fucking deep.
Gagging. Nice.
So I'm gonna wake you up again. And then bring you back down.
More of you in my
life. And your mind will just shatter under my ministrations.
Shatter into bits and pieces that are reformed with my mouth. With pleasure. Until all of you, your mind, your soul, your thoughts that make you a thinking being with a personality. Until all of it is just glued together with your lust. Pieces of a mirror reassembled under my direction, made with one purpose in mind, to shatter your mind over and over, the pieces getting smaller and smaller so I can assemble a more and more perfect shape. To be pictures, crisper the smaller the pieces get. The pictures of the world I create out of you. Finding that your reality sinks so easily into this bliss. Until the only thing that exists for you is my words whispered against your cock. As I kiss and nibble and tease and suck your very mind away. Now come up for me. 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Become alert to your surroundings. Do you think anybody can tell? I can see the arousal in your eyes. That fierce, frenzied lust. Do you think anybody else would be able to notice it too? That intensity? Do you feel a little bit desperate? Wondering how many times I'm gonna bring you up and down from trance? How many times I'm gonna show you what a slut you are for me. Just how hard I'm gonna make your cock, and if I'll make you come. It's okay. It's okay, you can come back to me now. Come back deeper than you were before. Even happier, even more worry-free. Just soaked in bliss as you feel my mouth drop onto your cock. You feel your mind drop to only focus on your cock and the sensations of sexual pleasure that rises over it. Feeling your self-restraint start to shatter as you go deeper into my touch. Deeper into my mouth, focused in on only one true desire, one true fact. You need to come so badly. You can almost hear me lapping up the pre-cum from your tip. You taste so good. You must be so very ready to pop. To explode, to erupt, to feel that pulsing as your semen bursts out and into my warm, welcoming mouth.
Good.
Since we're in a public place, I would have to swallow all of it. We wouldn't want to leave a mess behind. Let's take you to the end. I'm gonna really make you want it. Make you feel it. Make you need to fucking come to burst and erupt and explode in a surging wave of amazing orgasm. You know it would be amazing. Feel so good. I'll just give you a word for it. A word to encapsulate the sexual pleasure, the erotic bliss that floods through you when I say... You really do want it, don't you? I like how you know it was none of those words. Your mind is in trance, but your subconscious knows how to follow my desires. Knows how to act and react and obey what I desire. It knows what the word is, what will send a tornado of sexual lust and need and pleasure. Just shuddering through your body. Are you ready, my good boy? Good boy. Now listen close and let your body respond on instinct. Clench. Feel that pleasure wash over you as the pressure bursts through the top a little bit. Bursting and erupting out, just a leak, just a jolt of intense and wonderful sexual pleasure, dancing along your skin and into your cock. You can feel the pleasure in both places now, both in your cock and in your mind. Along your scalp, the tingling, running pleasure. Feel the itty bit of release that only makes you want to come harder. Makes you brainless with the lust. Makes everything else blank and empty. Unnoticeable. Nothing to notice except the consuming and filling desire to come. And the longer you wait, the more times you hear me say clench, and the word strikes pleasure into you. Clench. The more intense the feeling will grow. The longer you wait, the more amazing the orgasm will be.
Just clench.
You want this. And you need clench. This. And it doesn't matter who is around you.
Clench.
It doesn't matter what is going on. You are mine right now.
Good boy.
Through the power of your desire. And the clench. Only thing that matters is hearing the word. Clench. Over and over.
Clench.
Clench. As my tongue strokes you over clench. And over. And you feel wave after wave of intense pleasure hitting you. Clench. The pleasure is snapping into you. It's a shock. It's a joy. It's of an intensity that cannot be matched. Clench. Words clench. Have power and might, most of all. All your lust leaves you enthralled and nothing around you matters.
Clench.
You must be quiet. You must not make a sound. You must not show anyone what a dirty, dirty slut you are. You just have to take it. Fucking take it. Clench. Take it and feel it as I
clench you.
My lips grip you. Your cock being swallowed up and sucked.
Clench.
Licking and sucking. My throat clenching
clench.
As I take you deep, deeper, deeper and deeper. Clench. Good boy. You're doing
clench.
So good being a nice, quiet boy for Chevy.
Good boy.
No noise. No groans. I bet now what you would really like to do
quiet.
Is whimper, huh? To be able
let
to beg me.
Sink into the oh,
beg to come.
As your body goes still. Let
well,
your
you
mouth
can't.
We'd get caught.
So just whimper for me in your mind. Beg for me inside your thoughts.
No need to risk anything.
In fact,
you just have
let
to
those
stay
be your own.
Good boy.
Please. Be a good boy.
Please.
Be.
Please. is left quiet. Calm.
I need it.
That's right. It's so easy
to be quiet. To let out no noise, no groans. Just quiet. Good boy, my sweet good boy, who is just quiet. Just relax and let your mind float further down as you stay so quiet. You need it so badly, even the wet spot in your pants can't turn you off. You are a dirty boy. You're going to be a sticky boy. My icky little slutty boy. Clench. That's what you wanted, wasn't it? Clench. You wanted to feel the pleasure jerking through you again. I know you did. I also know about those hands of yours that want to come and touch your cock. Rub it. Pull it away from my teasing mouth and end the buildup of pressure. You want to touch and jerk and come. Well, you can't. Hands off. Your hands physically incapable of disobeying me. This is mine, and I own you right now. I own when you will come. So just take it. Take my taunting, my teasing, my control of you. Clench. Take the pleasure I'm spreading over you. Clench. You can't stop me. Any sort of commotion and everyone would know what a dirty slut you are. How naughty. How bad. Of course. Clench. I know how bad you want to be punished for this. How much you wish I would just stand up, leaving your cock wanting as it twitches and clenches and cries out for more. But ignored while I beat your soft little ass. I can picture those other things you want me to do to you too. Why don't you just picture them vividly as I suck your cock. Clenches around your shaft, stroking up and down. Your cock squeezing in and out. Clench. Feeling the pleasure building higher. Such a fever pitch of sexual excitement. As even without more fractionation, even without waking you up and putting you back to sleep, even without all that, you still feel your mind starting to shatter, starting to fall apart before the massive, amazing, and explosive orgasm about to burst from your body, the massive load about to burst from your car. I promise to swallow it all, baby. Clench. I want to suck every last drop from your cock. I'll count to it. And I want you to give it to me. To come for me. Down from 20. I know it's hard not to burst yet, but we have a bit more to go. Clench. 19. to feel the pressure Clint. And pleasure building Clint. Inside of you, but
Clint.
Helpless to help it along. Helpless to give that thrust Clint. Against friction to get yourself off.
Clench.
18. You are helpless Clench. While my lips hold your most sensitive Clench. Part hostage.
And the pleasure goes stronger every time you hear
warm and snap.
Clench.
17. My tongue dipping Clench. Inside your hole. Lapping Clench. Around as I tease the edges. 16, feeling that Clash. Smack as my lips come up and off your mushroom tip for a second.
To continue feeling.
15, only to plunge Clash. Deeper, so much warmer, so much hotter. 14, clench. Clench and remember to be very quiet, Clash. Very still. 13. Very still as the sexual euphoria starts to buzz through your body.
Clench.
Over your Clench. Entire body.
Good boy.
12. Clench as those vibrations start to grow stronger. As you physically hold in what you need to let out. 11. Clench as each number brings you closer and so your anticipation builds stronger.
Clench.
With each one. 10, as we go deeper towards 1, as you can't wait to hear me say 1 at Clench. The end of the countdown. 9, to know it's okay. It's time. You need to. You have to. All your cock wants. 8, is to come. 7, your whole body warmed up now. It's agony to keep silent, to keep the moans in, even as my moans serve to only heighten the lusty, horny pressure. 6.
So close now, so close, so close, so close, so fucking close.
5. Clench. Clench and feel me taking you deeper with every sucking thrust of my lips on your cock. 4. You're ready, so ready. Oh, and here's where I have to be a little bit. Wake up for me. Come on. Come on, slut. Come back to awareness.
You poor thing.
I bet you didn't see that coming. Being snapped back into focus. I just want you to see. Just how much of a slut you are. Reach your hand down in a way no one would suspect. Come on. Slowly, casually, just like you're adjusting something around your knees. Except let your wrist or arm or hand, something, touch your crotch. Just brush past it. Suddenly feel how hard you are, how wet. Such a good slut. Now drop for me. Drop back down, my sweet boy. Drop back down as my trigger takes hold and it feels oh so good to zone out the outside world. To have your only thoughts and desires to revolve around me and my handling of your cock. Drop deeper than you were before. Into a maelstrom of hot lust and your desire to come. It's pink and red and blue and swirling in a storm all around you. You are caught in it. You need this. You want this. Clench. Clench and feel the pleasure pulsing into you. My mouth taking you in. And out.
Good boy.
In.
My sweet boy.
Out. Clench. Clench as you feel your cock going in and out. Clench as I count you to come for me. Make a mess for me. clench and be a good boy for me. And let loose your submissive desires. Show me you can be a good boy. Hold on to that building pleasure. Hold yourself like a surfer on the edge of a big, powerful wave. Hold yourself and be ready to fall, to be consumed, to be swept up in a surging, blissful explosion, or gasp. Pleasure. Clench. 10. I know you're ready. 9. I can feel already your cock is between my hands, between my mouth. 8. Do you worry at all I might fuck with you? You'd better not come until I say 1, just to be sure. 7. Just keep riding that edge as clench, pleasure swarms over you, thrusts into you. 6. Again and again and again, and clench, clench, clench. 5. My good boy, my sweet boy, I want to taste you. Swallow every drop. 4. Give it to me. 3. I want it. I need it. I need you to give it to me. 2. Clench. Let your muscles relax and release as your cock bursts. And 1. You come. Come for me. Feel the surge as pleasure rushes all over and through your body and washes out of your brain, tingling along your scalp as your cock surges inside my mouth. As I can taste you filling me up. Surge and clench and come for me. Clench. Oh my. You're my brainless boy right now. I like you all naughty for me like this. Such a sweet boy, my good boy. Whether you came or not, your cock definitely left marks in your crotch. Wet, sticky signs of just how much of a slut you are for me. My good boy. I love you this way. All floaty and lightheaded, and yet still so horny. Horny even as you feel so good. You did lovely. Blocked out all of those distractions. I like knowing I can make you focus on me, making your world revolve around me. It's so hot. So fun. You're so fun. Sadly, though, you have shit to do. So, I'm going to wake you up. Now, be a good boy and wake up with a smile for me. Not a creepy one, just a normal one. A normal, happy smile, and just tell anyone who asks that you were just trying out some meditation techniques, and it helps you to recharge. And once you recharge, you can come back to me, to my files. Time to wake up, though. 1. Feeling awareness coming back into you. 2. Moving your body around a little, giving it a little shake, a little stretch. 3. Wide awake and all sorts of aware of your situation. Oh my, did you make a mess? How are you feeling? You did perfect. wonder if anybody could tell. But that's not really my problem. Why don't you just relax? I'll tell you about my latest acquisition for the dungeon. It's relatively simple. And I got it from Costco. But it really adds to that proper little dungeon atmosphere. It's a little sheepskin rug. Well, not a little one, actually. It's a giant sheepskin rug. It's longer than I am tall and several times wider than I am. It easily can fit a guy up in the 6 feet if they're crawled up. It can easily fit 2 people. But I brought it home, and I have a little aftercare area because, you know, when I play, things get intense. And sometimes you just need to be held after. And it's nice and plushy. There's a pad of some sort on the bottom. And a nice thick blanket on top of that. And then on top of everything else is this sheepskin rug with its fur that's 2 to 3 inches long that you can just bury yourself into. And get cuddled a bit. And just come curl up against my leg while I sit at my computer. And just rub your head as you nuzzle your face into my leg. Just patting and stroking and letting you know that everything's okay. You were a dirty little slut, but you were perfect. Absolutely perfect. So just relax. Enjoy your afterglow. Enjoy that slightly drained feeling that's all over your body, because it's a good feeling, just like you are my good boy.
I swear I hear a frog outside of my fucking window now. Like, what the fuck is this?